It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Notice the way that Mr. McGee explains the following point to Molly.
Molly, how much do you suppose a college education is worth to a young man nowadays?
I wouldn't know, McGee, but I expect a lot.
Well, I'll tell you how much it's worth. It's worth the difference between what he can earn with it and what he can earn without it.
Well, that certainly clears it up, dearie. Why don't you come right to the point and say that Prudential's education plan is a wonderful way for every mother and father to guarantee money for their children's education. Isn't that what you were getting at?
Yep.
And what better way to prepare for those college years than to start right now? Isn't that what you had in mind?
Yep.
And even if Dad isn't here when the time comes for the children to go off to school, you can be sure with a Prudential education plan that the money will be there to pay tuition, room and board, books, clothing, and all that. Isn't that what you were going to say?
Yep.
Well, you sure were getting off to a slow start.
Yep.
And all else aside, folks, I don't know of a better idea than to begin right now, little by little, building a Prudential insurance program for your children's education that will do the very things we've been talking about. Why don't you get in touch with your Prudential agent and get all the details?
Yep.
Mr. McGee took a look at himself in the mirror this morning, the full-length mirror, and he said to himself in horror,
"Holy smoke! Is all that me? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, you've got to do something about that waistline, McGee. Ugh. Keep letting yourself go like this, Chubby, and you'll be as big around as Doc Gamble."
So, being a man of action who doesn't want to get as big around the middle as Doc Gamble, he's now in the Bon Ton department store headed for athletic equipment.
"Attention, men. Streamline your physique. Take inches off your middle with the new Atomic Age Streamliner belt." Belt, huh?
Excuse me, champ. Over here.
You speaking to me, bud?
Yeah, I see you're interested in the Atomic Age Streamliner belt. The belt that packs a paunch so nobody knows you got one.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be interested. No, no, that's not for me. I got a friend, though, that he'd be too embarrassed to come down here himself. I might take a look for him.
Well, now, I don't know about your friend, but from looking at the belt on you, I'd say one of these Streamliner belts is just what the doctor ordered. Here, take a look at them.
Oh, heck, is that what they are? Looks just like a corset.
Oh, don't use that word, champ. Huh? These are exactly the very same construction like them wide belts the motorcycle boys wear. Only you wear these inside. It's the only difference.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Motorcycle boys, yeah.
What size pants belt you wear, champ?
The name's McGee. 38.
I see. A guy your size and built oughtn't to wear a pants belt that big, you know. A 32 is closer to the right proportion for your height, that is.
Ha! I haven't been able to wear a size 32 since the year of the same name.
Oh, this Atomic Age Streamline could draw you up to a 32 less than 3 minutes.
It could? 32 waist?
And look like you took off 32 pounds.
How about my height?
Optional illusion. Thinner guys look taller, Natch.
Oh. Yeah, now that you mention it, they do.
Well, what you say?
No obligation?
The very idea.
Huh?
Step right this way.
Oh.
Now, if you will just remove your coat and pants, you could wear this belt over, but that would make it hard getting to your pocketbook and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Let me hang up your coat. And now I'll take your trousers. Thank you.
You know, I'm just trying this contraption on for a friend, you understand?
Oh, sure, yeah. Now, if you will just sit down. That's right. And put your feet together. Fine. I will pull this size 32 up, and we will see how it fits around. Stand up now, please. The middle.
You think they'd put it... zipper on these.
Well, they have, champ. And now I gotta try and get it closed, all right now. Brace yourself. Inhale, champ. Inhale. Tuck it in.
In where? Everything's full. What was that?
Oh, just close the zipper, champ, that's all. Oh. Say, get a look at yourself in the mirror. What a figure. Flat, boy, flat.
Yeah, not bad. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell my friend, and he probably will be in here for one of these. In fact, I might decide to buy one myself.
Mister, this is a $12.98 item, but for introduction purposes, I'm going to let you have it for $6.98, a saving of almost 50%.
$6.98, eh?
Here's your pants, champ. Reach in and fish $7 out of the wallet, huh? Go on, you can't lose. Skinny.
Well, okay. Let me see. Here you are, 5 and 2 ones.
I'll go get you your change. You just climb in your clothes. Oh, boy, I had to talk fast that time. Thought I was cooked when the handle on the zipper pulled off. Wait till he tries to get out of that thing. Sheesh. Boy, I'm glad this is my last day in this town.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. Several leading economists have predicted 1955 will be a good farm year. There are strong markets ahead and an all-around prosperous outlook for the country's farmers. It's a promising time to plan ahead. And farmers who plan ahead usually do it with the help of United States savings bonds. They salt away part of every year's earnings in bonds as a reserve for the improvements and replacements that have to be made later on. They know savings bonds are a good, safe investment that supply ready cash when it's needed. Savings bonds are a profitable investment, too. They earn extra dollars along the way. A $75 bond grows to $100 in less than 10 years and pays as high as an 80% return on your money when held longer. How about your plans? Make the high farm production predicted for 1955 pay off in your future, too. This year, invest in United States savings bonds. You'll not only be helping yourself, but you'll be making your country stronger.
Bring the good old... Ah, it's a fine day for a walk. Say, who's that slim, muscular-looking young fellow with a flat stomach reflected in the hardware store window? Well, what do you know? It's me. Ah, look at that flat front. Boy, this...
Hey there, Johnny! Is that you?
Oh, hi, old-timer.
Say, you look so young, I'd have swore it was your kid brother. Only you're too old to have a kid brother that young.
Now, it's me, all right. You admiring my new shape?
Well, I don't know. You somehow just don't look right to me, son. You feel okay?
What do you mean? I never felt better in my life.
Something about your eyes and the way they're bugged out there. Reminds me of the look my brother Maxwell had the day he went swimming in his rawhide union suit.
Rawhide union suit?
Yep. Mama sold him into it for the winter, see? But a warm day come along, and Brother Max went swimming. Well, sir, when the rawhide got wet, it stretched pretty bad. But when the warm sun hit it and dried it out, them rawhide long johns shrunk up to nothing.
With him in them?
Yep. And I tell you, when that suit started to shrink, it squeezed Max out both ends like toothpaste out of a leaky tube. Time we got the poor boy home, he was 12 foot tall. No bigger around than the shank of my leg. I don't know what there is about you that reminds me of Max, but it sure is a sad recollection. So long, son.
12 foot tall. Him and his crazy yarns. I feel great. A little cramped, sure, but I'll get used to it. I'm going to walk all the way home to limber up. Boy, when Molly sees how slim I look, she'll be so... Be glad to get in the house. I'm kind of winded. Anxious to show Molly how skinny I look. She'll be tickled.
McGee, is that... Well, welcome home, dear.
Oh, hi, kiddo. You notice anything different?
Let me see. McGee, you look, taller.
Optional illusion, my dear. Posture. Decided to hold my stomach in and my chest up. Makes me look... Let me sit down a minute. Winded.
Here, sit here. What's the matter? Anything wrong?
No, I just walked all the way home. And Well, as soon as I sit down, I'll...
Well, sit down. Don't crouch that way. You look like you can't sit down. What's the matter?
I can't. I mean, nothing's the matter. Nothing at all. I'll go upstairs and see if I can lie down.
Oh, dear. Can I...
No. Don't you come with me. I'm okay. Just want to lie down.
I'm going to phone the doctor and find out. He went in the bedroom, and he's been in there groaning ever since, and won't let me come in.
Well, maybe I can help. McGee, may I come in?
Oh, yeah. Just you, Doc. Just you. Shut the door.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Now, what's troubling you, little man?
It's this, Doc. Wait till I pull up my shirt. Take a look, but don't breathe a word to Molly.
What in the world? Oh, no, not a girdle.
Pipe down, noisy. Pipe down. It's not a girdle. It's a streamliner belt, sort of like the motorcycle boys wear. Oh.
The motorcycle boys haven't got what you've got, Pudge Pouch. Here, let me unzip this contraption. Oh, you've torn the tab off the zipper. There's nothing to get a hold of.
I know that, Fatso. It was tore off when I got home. That's why I can't get out of the dad-ratted thing. Oh, I can't take much more, Doc. Do something, will you? Please?
Okay. Just relax. No. Hold yourself in so I can get hold of the top of this stomach squeezer. Now, hold your breath.
What you going to do?
I'm going to operate.
Huh? Oh, no, you're not.
Now, hold still. If I can just make a small incision with my knife, in the girdle, stupid, not in you, then I can tear...
Oh, boy. What a relief. Oh, it's great to be chubby again.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. To some, it might be adventure, but to the men who live it day in and day out, it's just another job. That's the way Detective Sergeant Joe Friday looks at it, as each week on NBC he brings you another case file on Dragnet. Starring Jack Webb as Joe Friday, Dragnet is a taut, tense story of your police force in action. These are the men who wait and wait for a small break in the routine that will enable them to close in on the criminals. The payoff? Your city and your family are kept safe. Hear another exciting Dragnet adventure on NBC Tuesday evenings. And for more fine listening on NBC, there's Lux Radio Theater. Each week, a well-known Hollywood star appears in an hour-long adaptation of a memorable motion picture. Both the star and the story combine to bring you more enjoyable listening. Tuesday evening is People Are Funny Night with Art Linkletter on NBC. From beginning to end, here is a riotous program you are sure to like. More reasons why NBC leads the rest with the best in radio entertainment.
And you still don't want to tell me what was the matter with you this afternoon?
No. If you don't mind, kiddo, I'd just as soon rather not discuss it. Please?
Okay. I'm not nosy. We'll forget it.
Thanks.
One other question, though. What do you want me to do with the thing I found upstairs that the label says, Atomic Age Streamliner Belt, the belt that packs a paunch? Want me to throw it out?
No. Save it for me. I'll take it downtown tomorrow and strangle the salesman with it. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Jack Crucian played the salesman. This is John Wall saying good night.
Laugh with Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the great Gildersleeve, that is, tonight on the NBC Radio Network.